Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Sisters in Christ podcast. I am Pamela Ferguson, and today we will be concluding this two-part series on the topic, Suffer the Little Children to Come Unto Me. And the key scripture passage for this discussion today is found in the book of Mark, chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. And it reads, "And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that bought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them." In our last episode, we discussed the heart of God for children and the tremendous value that he placed on them. And we look at the radical love he displayed when he went against societal norms. And he blessed them. And he welcomed them and declared to the disciples and all those that were around him that day, that unless we as adults become as little children or display childlike faith, we will not enter into the kingdom of God. There are so many things, saints, that inhibit our childlike faith in God. My nephew swims. He's 8 years of age and he swims for a club. And he knows all four of the strokes, the butterfly, the freestyle, the backstroke, and the breaststroke. And he has swam up and down that 50-meter pool at least 6 times in one session. But he was afraid to dive. He would not dive in the pool. And so one Sunday, he came by me for a swimming session with his coach. And I saw him, I was cooking and I looked out through the doors and I saw him. He was in deep thought. I mean, deep thought. So much so that I went outside and I asked him, I said, "What are you thinking?" "Nothing." And he does this a lot. "Nothing, Annie Pam, nothing." I said, "What are you thinking?" I said, "Was it happy? Was it sad? Were you mad?" He said, "Nothing, Annie Pam." And he says, "Annie Pam, I can't dive in that pool. That water is too deep." So I just hugged him and I said to him, I said, "Don't worry, you'll get it." I said, "You're a bit afraid now, but you'll get it. Someday you'll get it." So I went back to cooking. And when I looked out again, he was in the pool, still waiting on his coach to come. So I looked at it as an opportunity. I said, "Okay, this is an opportunity now to see if I could deal with this fear that he has." So I shut my pot off, went outside by the pool, and I told him to come out of the water. And I took him to the deeper side of the pool, and I told him to step back from the edge. And I wanted him to run and just jump in the pool. See, my nephew started learning to swim from he was 18 months. And we did it because he was surrounded by pools and we wanted to make sure he was safe and if there was an adult, he could, you know, defend himself in the pool. And then from there, he went to swimming as a part of a club. And so he participates in the weekend swimming meets when the club has them. So he's never really enjoyed the pool for fun. He's always been there for some reason, either he's training or he was learning to swim. And so I felt that he needed to feel a comfort in going into the pool. Well, he did it. He jumped into that pool. He was excited. He did it over and over. And I used that opportunity to teach him to dive. And he got it. That day, he got it. See, I was teaching my nephew how to dive. But that day, he taught me what it means to have a childlike faith and how boldly embracing my fears can help me conquer or overcome them. So as we conclude this session on Suffer the Little Children to Come Unto Me, we will delve into how we as adults can learn from a child's faith and how such a faith teaches us to trust, to love, and to live with humility as Jesus commanded us to. So it's that time to go get your coffee, get your tea, get your water, whatever your favorite drink is, and join me as we continue to see what God is saying to us through His Word. So what does it mean? Or what does God mean when He says, admonish us to become as a child? What does that mean in His Word? Matthew chapter 18, verses 3 to 4 reads, "Verily I say unto you, except you become converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heavens." In other words, Jesus is saying, unless we become as these little children with these childlike qualities, we will not enter into the kingdom. And so what are some of these childlike qualities that God expects from us? We discussed two of those during our last session, but I'll go into depth with them today. The first one is trust. Trust. See, my nephew trusted me when I told him to come out of the pool and to teach him to dive. He trusted me. And can I tell you, I didn't go in the pool that day. I'm not a strong swimmer. I'm not. But he trusted me entirely. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. And if you've been listening to any of our podcasts, you know this is my favorite, my all-time favorite scripture. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path." See, true peace comes from trusting God completely, entirely, and not relying on our own limited understanding. So picture a little girl walking across the street holding her mom's hand. Her mother can see the big picture. Her mother can see where the traffic is coming from, but she can't. And she probably doesn't even care. She is holding her mother's hand and trusting her mother to lead her to the other side of the street. See, we don't need to see the whole picture when we are being led by God. We just need to trust His leading. God wants us to have a heart that surrenders, a faith that lets go, and a trust that knows He will never fail. We can trust Him, saints, because He will never, never fail us. And that's what He's calling us to do. So when life feels uncertain, as it will, the old people say, live long enough and you'll experience it. Remember that God sees what we can't. And if we would just allow Him to lead, He will guide us to places better than we could ever imagine. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what Christ has in store for those who trust Him. I'm encouraging you today to just let it go and trust God completely like the child trusts a loving parent. The next one is humility. See, children don't generally boast about their achievements or seek status. They live with a natural humility, always relying on others for guidance and care. I had my first real summer job. I think it may have been either my second year in university or my last year in university. And before that summer job, I'd never had a summer job. And so I relied on my parents for everything. Everything I relied on for money, for food, for everything. I relied totally on my parents. God is calling on us to have a heart of humble dependence on Him entirely. Matthew 18, verse 4 reads, "Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven." When my nephew was leaving that Sunday with his dad, I hugged him and told him that I was so proud of him that he could dive down. And he said to me, "Thanks, Annie Pam, for teaching me how to dive." There was no boasting. He was not seeking status. He just said, "Thank you, Annie Pam, for teaching me." He was so excited that he conquered his fear that day. Well, he is boasting now that he could dive. But before that point, he didn't. See, humility is recognizing that all we have comes from God and acknowledging Him and giving Him all the glory. It's not thinking less of yourself, but thinking less about yourself and acknowledging God for everything that you have, realizing that had not it been for God, you would not have achieved what you have in life. And just as my nephew trusted my wisdom and conquered his fear that day, I'm encouraging you saints to trust God's way above our own. Childlike quality number 3, purity. Matthew chapter 5 verse 8 reads, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." It's not that children are without sin, but they see the world with innocence and sincerity. It's like an untainted heart, free from malice and quick to love. God is calling us as adults to embrace purity and have hearts free from malice, deceit, or selfishness. He wants us to live like a child loves without any hidden agenda or motives in order to fully experience His presence. He is calling us to not judge or question or expect anything in return, but to serve Him out of pure love and kindness. Not because we want something, not because we are desirous of status or wealth. No, He is calling us to serve Him with purity. He is looking for true worshipers. One of my prayers every day is that God will give me a heart that reflects His love, free from bitterness and selfishness, envy, and pride. And just as the child sees the world in purity, we as adults should seek God with sincerity, Saints, allowing His love to shape our actions and our intentions. Childlike quality number four, and this is the last one, dependence on God. We were all children at one point in our lives, all of us who are adults, and we know what it is to depend on our parents or someone for everything we needed. No money, no job, but we had to depend on our loved one or our caregiver to provide us with everything that we need. God is calling us to have that same and complete dependence on Him. He wants us to trust Him. He said, look at the lilies of the field. They neither toil or work, but yet they are arrayed in all their splendor. See, we have to trust Him as our provider and our sustainer. He wants our complete and total dependence on Him. Philippians 4 verses 19 says, but my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You heard that? It says God will supply all of your needs. All of your needs. Not some, but all of it. According to His riches in glory. And we know the cattle on the thousand hills, they all belong to Him. So there is no limit to what He can do. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things, all the things you're fighting and toiling for, just rest in God. Rest in God, seek Him, put Him first, and He has promised that He will supply all of our needs. I don't know about you, but I trust Him and I believe Him that if He said it, He will do it. There's a scripture that goes, if you are willing, Lord, then you are able to do it. So I encourage you to lean on God for your every need, because He will not let you down. See, we have friends and they can tell us that they're there for us. And you could call them a couple of times, or you could share your struggles or whatever you're going through with them. But sometimes they may get tired. They may see a phone number come up and they ignore it because they don't feel like talking today, or they don't feel like dealing with whatever you are dealing with in that season. But not so with God. He has promised that He will always provide, guide, and protect us, and He will never get tired of you calling on Him. True faith means never letting go of the Master's hand. Total and complete dependence on God. Unless we become as these little children, God says, we will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. But you know, sometimes reality sets in and we can lose those childlike qualities. Sometimes it's hard to get them because for one reason or the other. You remember that Bible story about the sower and the seed? There were ones that fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. And those hardships can be hurt. Pride and self-reliance, betrayal, fear, unforgiveness, the worries of life and the deceitfulness of wealth, hardened hearts, all of these things can come in and choke those childlike qualities that God admonishes us to display. But see, our hearts don't have to remain hardened. We can reclaim those childlike qualities while still growing in spiritual maturity if we do some stuff. The first one, keep a heart of wonder and gratitude. Psalms 100 verse 4 reads, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. God wants us to see the world with fresh eyes each and every day and find joy like a child does in small blessings. Be thankful unto him. Sometimes we just need some gratitude. If someone did something for you, tell them thanks. Even if it's a family member, you want to train kids to be thankful, then you be thankful. If they did something that was really nice, you tell them why, thank you. I really appreciate that. Your family members in our homes, whenever they do something that deserves a thank you, thank them. We just need some gratitude sometimes, man. Just be grateful and be thankful for what people around you have done, but more importantly, what God has done in your life. The second one, pray with simple, expectant faith. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever ye desire when you pray, believe and ye receive them and ye shall have them. Whatsoever you desire when you pray. What is it today that you're desiring from God? What is it that you need from him today? His word is clear. Whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe it, and it shall be done unto you. When you go before God, don't pray in doubt, but pray boldly, believing that God hears and he answers prayers. And the third way to reclaim your childlike faith is to read and meditate on the word of God. I'll say that again. Read and meditate on the word of God. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 reads, this book of law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. I love that. For thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So you don't have to backbite or tear down or scheme to get anything in life that you deem to be a success or that will make you prosperous. No, leave that for the people of the world to do. God is saying to the saints, you read, meditate on his word, and do according to all that is written in his word. And he has promised you that you will be prosperous and you will have good success. Try him. Take him at his word. See, God's word are our source of guidance, wisdom, and strength. It's a path. And leads us to the path of righteousness. And by reading and meditating on his words daily, we grow spiritually, aligning our hearts with his will and finding true success in life. You want success? You believe that you aren't good or nothing is working out for you? I challenge you today. I challenge you today to pick up His word and begin to read and meditate and do what His word says to do. And I guarantee you, as the word says, you will be prosperous and you will have good success. So as we close, I want to encourage you to trust God like a child trusts a loving parent. Pray with expectation and each day see the world with wonder and gratitude. Let us pray. Thank you, most gracious and eternal Father, for the lessons we learn through the faith and innocence of children. Help us, Lord, to embrace the childlike trust, humility, and purity that you desire in us. May we remove every barrier, Father, that keeps children from coming to you, and may we lead them with love, patience, and truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, listening audience, and until next time, continue to trust in God.